This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
I will remember how you kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone. Wait for me to come home.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday, everybody. Especially happy if you're
happy
Tampa,
Monday.
Tampa Bay Bucks fan. Wow. Mm-hmm. They humiliated the Chiefs yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It's not that humiliating. When you get beat by a team that's like so great, you shouldn't
I'm
feel
sorry,
bad
when
about
you're
it.
Scampering around the field, you know, scrambling and looking like a Benny Hill's skit, that's it's
they got beat by the greatest of all time, Sarah.
Right. It doesn't,
seventh Super
they didn't
Bowl
even
win,
show up.
Fifth MVP of the Super
Amazing.
Bowl.
Go
incredible.
Tommy. Don't worry, I will. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep on going. I'll be 50.
Oh, he should fully retire right now. This is where this is your in your face, Bill Belichick. Bye, everybody.
He should, but he won't. He says he wants to play at least 45.
Like, he just lived the dream. This was the dream of all the people in the world who've ever needed to revenge somebody. This was the revenge. He got the MVP, got the Super Bowl. Say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't.
He should.
Right.
He absolutely should. Yeah. I'm with you.
Quit while
I would
you're
love
ahead.
To see him quit. Get out. Anyway, congratulations to all the Bucks fans and to the Bucks themselves. That's, you know, you guys really thrashed that other those other guys. I don't even want to call them a team because they just didn't seem to really be there. They had real sad faces on the whole time. No. We're getting our asses kicked. This doesn't seem fair.
Anyway.
Yeah, they just weren't as comfortable. That guy felt like he was at home. You know what I mean? He's been there so many times. You know what hit me was those kids of his when they go on that stage after he wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's like they've been there every year. It's like, well, it's for them.
They're
it
like, we have to do this again? This
just
is so
another day
dad.
I'm here on national television. You know.
You have emo bangs across your glasses right now?
They do, yeah. Yeah.
What's with your emo bangs?
I was trying it out during the break and I was like, you know what?
Take the hat off. Show him. He's got
this
a whole
Korean boy band here.
I was going to say, that's what he looks like. BTS.
Thank you. You know, I'm just trying out a new look.
All right.
It's really working for you. I really like
Thank
it.
You.
It's not distracting at all.
Emo.
Yeah. But this is our clip of the day, by the way. Let's put this sucker up there.
I'm for it.
Look at that.
I'm for it.
God,
I wasn't
looked,
sure if it
you look 15
you know?
Years younger.
I mean, do I?
Yeah.
Wow, Brad.
I get better on my guitar real quick so I can release a punk album.
You don't. Oh, I was going to say you don't need to if you're in a Korean boy band.
Yeah.
All you need
to
do is just look cute.
Get those dance moves going.
And know how to make a heart with your fingers.
Well, I got it. Good thing I'm a great dancer. Put those clips together.
Are you a great dancer? You should have really that guy that I'm looking at now needs his own TikTok channel.
This guy is not my usual guy, that's for sure. I don't know what I'm looking
he's
at.
He's morphing, man. Look, he's in
I
the party
how
limo.
Long it was.
Do you guys remember the story I told you where I'm at a gas station in the middle of nowhere and some derelict hits me up for gas, really trying to get money out of me with his COVID? It occurred to me as my mom said, Vincent! Why can't I ever have Bryn in the car when someone random walks up and wants trouble? Why can't I have some guy who could karate kick him without leaving the car? Who's and that, yet, Vincent? Is that one of your friends?
Flash an arm
yeah, out. That lady.
You know, all the times, because there's been a few times that road rage kind of happens, especially now that I'm riding the bike. And I'm like, dude, I'm so ready to fight somebody. I go, oh, I shouldn't fight during COVID. Like, it's I mean, you shouldn't fight at all.
That's holding you back? You shouldn't fight.
You shouldn't fight at all. But I'm like,
stop that. I shouldn't
no,
fight.
No, dude, this dude, like, almost hit me and was not, he was kind of a punk about it, too. And I'm like, well, you're not even sorry? Like, it was your fault. You didn't stop at the stop sign. And I'm like, I was so just angry. And I'm like, why am I, just let it go. I didn't die, but I could have.
Anyway. Maybe he sped away because he was scared of your emo bangs.
Yeah, and that's what my point is. These emo bangs, they've just changed everything. I was sitting them. There thinking in the you know, in the middle of California, boy, Bryn would punch this guy and knock him out. I'd fill my gas tank and move on without blinking.
Well, the emo bangs, they would see me and go, oh, we got to watch out for his bodyguard.
Oh, right. Right.
Or they'd go, that guy's beautiful.
Yeah, so handsome.
Do you sing? Can I get my daughter? Anyway.
Send some autographs.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Weeknd, and that would be the performer. Oh. Tune in about 5:05 with Jane from today through the 12th. Is that, let's see, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. Today through Friday, you'll get a code word. You text it to 20357, and you have a chance to pick your ticket to see The Weeknd. You can pick either The Weeknd at the Oakland Arena, March 8th, 2022, or The Weeknd at the SAP Center, March 9th, 2022. We're already writing this year off, guys. Go to RadioAlice.com for more details and listen to Jane this week, 5:05.
Nice,
pick
Jane.
Pick it. It's good, right? Good us with some contesting happening. You want to see The Weeknd? You just saw him at the Super Bowl. You want more of that? 2022,
yes,
people.
So much.
All right, listen.
I'm really into winking. I like that he winked at the camera. I went, oh my God, he's winking right at me.
I feel like I've just made a personal connection with The Weeknd.
I know, I have the same jaw drop. I watched it and just went, is this guy, what?
Is this for real?
Even you really should have invited some friends along.
Like tons of friends. A bunch of friends. It's like, no, dude, you are not carrying the show.
Yeah,
you're not
do
doing
it. For
it.
Me at all. Nope.
But I was going to say, for a stage show, you know, if you went and you went to a stadium, you'd be like, this is amazing. Look how cool this is. But for the Super Bowl, I thought, no.
Nice.
There was that one thing where he was in that golden tube of mirrors, maybe.
Oh, that was fun.
That was kind of cool, you know.
Very neat. Yeah.
But he was really well lit and kind of looking right in the camera and just... here, smiling away.
And then where'd he go?
Where is he?
Bunch
who are all these
guys?
Look at all these red guys. All right. So on Saturday night, they did the NFL honors. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because of what Aaron Rodgers said. He said, so he got, Sunday NFL honors, he...
MVP.
Yeah, he got this year's most valuable player. Mm-hmm. He said... it's an honor to win this award for the third time. 2020 was definitely a crazy year, filled with lots of change, growth, some amazing, memorable moments, 180 straight days of having my nose hair scraped, playing for very little fans or no fans the entire season. I got engaged, and I played some of the best football of my career. So there's a couple things in there. Not the least of which is he got engaged.
Right.
I just told you Friday that the rumor is he's dating Shailene Woodley. They're engaged.
Right.
He thanked his fiance during the speech. He didn't say her name. I mean, I'm assuming it's Shailene Woodley because that's the last person we heard about. Is Danica Patrick somewhere going, are you effing kidding me?
I don't know. But, you know, it's a trip how I don't know how to explain it really. People click. I wouldn't go and propose, but you know, you could hang with Danica Patrick for years and not really have that overwhelming need to stick around.
To lock her down.
Right. And so, you know, it's hard because really, they both look alike.
Yes, he has a type. There's no question.
I mean, as far as like, you know, looks go and age go and all that, well, Danica's probably a little older, but either way, I don't consider one or the other a big trade up or a big trade down.
Right.
They have some, you know, long brown hair and similar features. They're both women. I don't know. But clearly, sure. One he was into and one he, because he proposed
one he's really into.
Months.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do feel like we just heard about him breaking up with Danica and now he's engaged.
Good for him.
But the other thing is the getting the nose hairs scraped.
COVID test.
Oh, is that what is so 180 days straight of that?
Yeah, the COVID test. Up
your nose. Like, is that some kind of manscaping thing I don't know about? Oh,
he's talking about COVID testing.
What is that?
Anyway. No, the big drop is that he's engaged, and I was shocked to see that headline just because I thought, dude, you just pulled off the bachelor move of the
We
of
were
the
just talking
decade.
About how he's the bachelor guy. People get a little too close, they're out.
Right.
They start
Hanging
asking
for
too
years,
much.
Moving right on.
Let's get now, something what? New. I know. It's incredible.
But you know what? There are people who click, and that's clearly happened to him.
Yeah, and I'm glad for him. That's
and
wonderful.
By the way, maybe getting engaged is not getting married.
No, it's not. But it is one step closer
right,
than he's
Bryn?
Gotten with anyone else.
Right.
You might as well have, dude. You have a house together and a kid.
You act like you it's know. My decision. I'm not resisting. You know?
You
act like
helping.
I'm resisting. I'm encouraging. It's just, you know,
Are
there's
you?
Not much I can
Every
do
Every night you bring
either.
It up. So what's going on with the wedding?
It takes two. I'm the one doing that, yeah.
Don't
oh, really?
Get defensive. I only brought
I'm
it
not.
Up because it helped make my point. You can be engaged without getting married, and that can last forever.
I'm
well,
not
clearly.
Defensive.
As is being demonstrated currently. What year did you guys get engaged again? 2015?
What does that matter? None
I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering how long you've been engaged.
The main point is that we love each other.
Right, yeah, but the point exactly. of the conversation yeah. is the engagement for Aaron Rodgers and how long that might last. How mm-hmm. long have you been engaged?
You know, what does that matter?
I don't.
We're asking what
you.
Year. He, you know what it is? It's been so long, he doesn't remember.
You don't remember.
You don't remember what year you got engaged.
It's been at least 4 years, all right?
At Why are you looking at your watch? Six. It's not on your wrist. I'll tell you that right now. The answer. He's all.
I think it was. Well, if Cameron's three and that she didn't want to have a baby till they were at least engaged, and that would have been the fourth. I'm going to say it was 2015. I'm going to say it's 5-6 years we're going on here.
And Bryn doesn't know. He
so what about
lying.
Aaron Rodgers?
Actually, he does not know.
I do know.
Engaged.
I just
when?
Don't
yeah,
think
really,
it's important.
When?
I just don't think it's important that you guys talk about
it. I feel like
this.
It is
we're
important.
Getting into my business, okay?
I actually don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, see?
I don't know.
The coin hole does
you know?
Not know.
What year it was. Nice, sir.
Oh,
thank you. I stole that from a comment.
I saw that.
I loved that comment. I was like, I am totally stealing that. That is awesome. The coin hole to Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nikki doesn't know the story. You should tell her the story again.
No,
by the way,
Hooman
set the whole thing up.
Yeah, I know that because Hooman told me, but I just don't know the year.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
You know, I'm the one that set that whole thing
right.
up.
Right.
Yeah. That beautiful engagement.
So what year? I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. Okay,
what?
We don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't
right.
know.
I just
well,
don't feel like this is an
sorry,
important
Sorry, Bryn. I just thought to make the point.
I said 2016. All right, guys.
2016, so 5 years. So there's probably a listener out there who can tell us.
Who will know, sure.
They'll know the exact date. They keep
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Please Thank send you. That information in.
Yeah, help me out.
Stat. So the commercials last night were a success, in my opinion. I felt like they were great. A 30-second ad last night cost $5.5 million, or about $183,000 a second. So several of them were worth that kind of coin.
Apparently now I fall for anything that pulls on a heartstring. Mm-hmm. But the one that got me where I actually like looked away and had tears running down my face was the Paralympian one.
Oh, God. Mm. That one was that. If one of them was going to get me, that was the one.
That one got me. Like, I just was, you know, it's the phone call about the adoption that you...
Okay, we found you a baby, but she's uh-huh. in Siberia, and she's got some... She's going to have her legs amputated.
Right.
And then through the whole thing, this little girl is swimming. And I don't know, is that based on real life, or
yeah.
is that just...
No,
I don't know that
story.
Person.
Well, I don't either, because she's a Paralympian, and we don't normally follow that.
Right.
But that's... It's just a great story, the way they showed it. And that parent love, that kind of, you know,
she knew it was her baby before she even met her.
I already love her.
Mm.
That's
put
it
her
was
in
really
my arms.
Awesome. Yep. I loved it.
Yeah, that one was that.
But
was
I know which one
beautiful.
You loved the most.
Which one?
The stupid, horrible Alexa ad. Yuck.
No, I do like that one. Right. I think that's great. Oh, my God. Alexa, read me my book.
And she's in the bath with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh,
are you
my
kidding
God,
me?
He's so gorgeous. So, no, but that wasn't my favorite. You know what my favorite one was? Dr. Squatch.
The soap ad?
Yes. I love that. I'm like, rewind that. I got to watch that again. Because I love the guy. Play the ad. Play it. Go ahead and just roll it.
Your soap is... Ugh. And your body wash is a synthetic detergent. But you're not a dish. You're a man. Switch to Dr. Squatch Natural Soap for Men. For men who build things. Open pickle jars on the first try. Slay dragons. And let their daughters braid their hair. Men who like to feel good and smell.
This is your favorite?
Dr. Squatch takes you places you never thought you'd go. Naked.
Dr. Squatch. I love it. So that's like a Sasquatch thing?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of this stuff. Have you used the Dr. Squatch?
No.
I'm like, I'm going to buy all their products and give them to John. Their flavor's like pine tar. I'm like, what? That is awesome.
That's not awesome.
I love it. I love that ad. That was my favorite ad of the day.
Yeah, that's crazy. Christina looked at me for a second and goes, you want that? I go, no, I like my soap. Thanks.
No, you got to get the Dr. Squatch, man. Whoo. Manly guys who could open the pickle jar in the first try.
I love that.
Yeah, Bryn, by the way, had to like sit there with a knife and tap the top to get the pickle jar.
As we're
off
prepping, we're talking about that. I got home yesterday from my brother's
and
house.
And he was all, I'm going to rip this thing right off.
I thought about the commercial as I was opening a brand new bottle of something. I was like, ugh, oh no. And my hands wasn't gripping, so
it's
I grabbed the knife.
Yeah, it's about that grip. You gotta have a dry hand
pickle
and you got to get that skin pull right there. Important.
I love that so much.
I need some
much.
Dr. Squatch
oh,
in my life.
So good. Yeah, you're going to need some Dr. Squatch for sure.
Well, I'm surprised. I would never have guessed that ad. Never. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I loved it.
There were many good ads. That was
The Rocket Mortgage was a good one.
Oh, they had a few real. With Tracy Morgan.
Right.
Those were great.
Yeah, those were pretty good.
Are you pretty sure or are you certain? And then they go through all the things. They've got these little
the difference between pretty sure.
Oh my god!
Right.
I'm pretty sure there's a parachute in this backpack. Mine has a sandwich. Oh, that's for me. Yeah, that was excellent. They mention here Timothy Chalamet as Edgar Scissorhands, and if you remember Edward Scissorhands with Johnny Depp, Winona Ryder was the girl, and now they've clearly had a child, and he's got scissor hands too. And that was I thought it was a very clever ad for Cadillac, for self-driving. He doesn't have to worry about driving the thing. He can take his scissor hands off the wheel.
Was that Winona?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The lady in that was Winona.
I didn't even recognize her.
Oh, funny.
What is she doing all blonde or redheaded?
That was her. Wasn't she blonde in Edward Scissorhands?
Oh, I don't remember the movie.
Yeah,
That's
as though she and Edward got together and had a baby with Scissorhands.
Right.
By the way,
okay.
Timothy Chalamet. Oh, please, more.
Really?
More of him all the time.
I kind of actually thought, wow, that guy. I mean, coming from a guy with a toucan nose, I thought, wow, that guy's kind of got a beak on him, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh God, he's great. I really liked his SNL earlier this year. He did this like tiny horse rap that was just darling. Oh, and there, you know, he's going to catch the ball.
Oh, Chalamet talking about horses. That did it for you, huh?
Yeah, it did. Look at him. He's so... And then he cuts up... Oh, look at what he's created. Hey,
buddy. A sandwich. Anyway, let's move on.
He's great. The Matthew McConaughey, a lot of people loved that.
Yeah, I like that one. That was cute.
There were some really funny little scenarios where when you're flat, I love when he's like, they're calling his name at the Starbucks or whatever, and he's right there, and then he turns.
But sideways, right. What was the joke that Kimmel did?
Some days are harder than others.
I don't remember. Kimmel did something.
I don't remember it either, but it was funny.
Oh, when he walks out?
Yeah.
He asks him how he got there. That's right. Here it is.
Oh, yes.
Did you drive here or did you travel by fax? I
want to that was cute. Free.
Adorable. And then, of course, when E3Ds, he's inside the damn vending machine.
Yeah.
It's about
cute.
The most unfortunate place to turn back into a real boy. quank. Oh. Help here.
Good one. Really good.
Let's see. The task marketplace, Fiverr. This was, we talked about this a little bit earlier, the Four Seasons Total Landscape, and they sort of made fun of that debacle and how if Rudy Giuliani had contacted Fiverr, they would have been able to put a whole thing together for him. It's all these sort of professionals, like even a PR expert if you need help booking a last-minute press conference, that kind of thing. And they, you know, I did think to myself, well, that's, I know some people who aren't going to like that too much. What did you think about Drake with the little heart cut into his hair in the State
Farm? I didn't see the Drake
Farm.
One. The State Farm one.
It's cute. I thought that one was a cute one. Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers are in there. Paul Rudd was in it too. That's a pretty funny moment.
You couldn't find a stand that looked anything like me?
Have you seen mine?
It's like looking in a mirror, right?
Paul Rudd.
Now that one makes sense.
Look, guys, I don't even have a stand-in.
Of course you do.
Hold on. Is that Drake?
That's right. Drake from State Farm.
like a good neighbor.
Like a good neighbor.
Stand-ins don't have lines.
Oh, okay.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
All right.
Did you guys happen to catch... I thought this was an example of excellent use of today's technology and knowing what people... will respond to. This was a 5-second ad that was placed twice. I only saw it twice, so it might have been more. From Reddit. They did 5 seconds. They made a little sound on the screen, and then they blipped on a page of text and then blipped away. And so, of course, we rewound it and paused it and read the thing. And it even says, maybe you'll even pause this while this actually worked. And then it says,
in the heart.
And then boom, right to another thing. Mm-hmm. And it's, they sort of touched on the GameStop fiasco. You couldn't read it all unless you hit pause or you're kind of massive speed reader. I was like, wow, that was actually somewhat effective. Oh my God, how is it 7:30 already?
Oh, wow.
I feel like we just got started. All right. Well, maybe I'll get to a few of these later.
Brandon and his handsome bangs.
Oh, that's right.
I guess that's it.
You handsome devil. You distracted us.
And then you guys quizzed me on one of my...
You handsomed us right out of this break. Right.
Yeah.
And engaged us right out
Being
of this break.
Being nosy about stuff that you don't need to know.
Yeah, we need to know stuff.
You mean stuff you don't know.
Yeah, right. What's coming up, Ben?
I don't know.
Okay. Right after this.
Hi. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.